Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We bring in super friend to the show, Chris Rose. You know him and love him as being a Northeast Ohio native, but you also know him from the NFL Network, MLB Network, and BattleBots. Chris, how are you today?
Doing great, guys. How are you?
Good. So there's a rumor that hit in the last hour. I don't know if you had a chance to see this or not.
Yeah,
but okay, Mark Malusis, just to get everybody else up to speed. Moose, as he's called on our sister station in New York, WFAN, reported a source has told him that the Browns and Vikings are in discussions on a trade that would send OBJ to the Vikings for a second and fifth round pick next year. Trade is not done, but deal is being discussed. Chris Rose, your thoughts on that tweet?
Well, so there's two components to it. First of all, just trading OBJ, period. Like, would that be an earth rattler for Browns fans? I would hope it wouldn't be, because, you know, that's a possibility. I mean, I don't think there's any other team out there that has two starting wide receivers that each make at least $14 million. It just, in today's game, I mean, I know that it's a passing league, but, you know, you need to spend your money elsewhere, so it wouldn't shock me from that standpoint. If that's the return, shame on the Browns, because all you have to do is look at what the Vikings got for Stephon Diggs to go, this doesn't add up. I mean, Diggs, I get it. He's a year younger than Odell. They both have 3 years left on their contract. Neither of them have guaranteed money. And Diggs over the 3 years will cost about $10 million less. And although I think Stephon Diggs is a solid receiver, does anybody think that he's in the same class as OBJ?
No, sir.
Okay. Isn't Stephon Diggs kind of a headache?
Yes, sir.
I mean, he left Vikings practice last year. Odell didn't do that. And what did the Vikings get in return? I think they got a first, a fourth, a fifth, a sixth, and they gave up Diggs and a seventh rounder. And the Browns are going to get a 2 and a 5 next year, which, if you give Odell Beckham Jr. to the Vikings, will probably be at the back end of the second round, kind of where they are this year, which I think is number 58 for the Vikings' second round pick. Like, it just, the math doesn't work.
I agree with you on that. I just received a text from somebody who reminded us Vikings don't have a whole lot of cap space, so they'd have to make some moves. And the Browns have some extra picks for next year already, and the Browns already have a ton of cap space.
So like the most left.
Yeah, so they don't need to clear anything.
Right.
So
I mean,
usually
what happens is that, like, for example, the Rams just traded Brandon Cooks. Part of the reason was to clear some space.
Right.
Because although he's a good player, they didn't see him basically as a $14 or $15 million a year receiver for a guy who has had some serious health issues. So, yeah, I mean, that's part of the reason you make trades in this league. The Browns are not in that boat. So just the compensation does not make sense at all.
How about this, Chris? Andy and I both agreed. We would just leave Odell here and go play him. But what if, you know, Kevin Stefanski wasn't crazy about him, or Andrew Berry's not crazy about the dollar figure based on the productivity his last 3 years and the injury history and whatever else might be in there. And they thought, all right, this frees us up. It gives us another second-round pick. We can move up, take wide receiver at 10, get a left tackle elsewhere. It puts you in a position to do some other things. No, I'm with you. I don't want to trade him. I wouldn't do this deal.
But
if Andrew Berry doesn't like the player, then that opens up a different situation, does it not?
Yeah, I guess. But how does he even know him?
I don't know.
He wasn't here last year.
No, I get it.
I mean, it's just if you're doing it based strictly on, you know, I mean, we get it that the Browns are heavy into analytics, and so how you value certain players is mathematically driven, and that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. But it also has to make sense to you. Like, I get it that they would be trading low on Odell based on, you know, this core muscle surgery that he had, and maybe another team can't evaluate him the way that they would like to because of what's going on. The Browns gave up a young player in Peppers. They gave up a first and a third. And I get it. You're going to take a hit. You know, maybe you trade for 80 cents on the dollar, but this is not 80 cents on the dollar. This is like 60 or 55. So, like I said, I'm okay with trading him. I would like to see him stay, I think, personally. I would like to see it try and work out under Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, but this trade does not make sense.
It's the return. That to me, we're on the same boat on this. I'm looking at him going, you're going to cause a deficiency at wide receiver for a second and fifth next year? I totally can see them trading him. Like, I get that. I understand that. And I think you're dead on right about, you know, paying that much money for two wide receivers. But, wow. I mean, I'm just sitting here going, I can't believe that would be true, that they'd be talking about a second and a fifth. Or maybe, but again, it comes back to this silly season that we're in right now. And it's rumors. And maybe the Vikings are saying, yeah, we'll pick him up for a second and a fifth. And you know, Moose got a hold of that. And maybe the Browns are like, no. We're talking about a first rounder and something like that. I mean, it's too early to kind of tell.
Well, yeah, let's remember that the Vikings do have two first-rounders now because of the Diggs trade. I think they've got 22 and 25 this year. And I don't know. I woke up and I read it, and I was like, guys are searching for stuff.
Vikings do need a wide receiver. You know, they traded Diggs. They signed Tajae Sharp. That was their big addition.
You're going to get starting wide receivers in the fourth round this year.
Yes, you are.
So what would the hurry be then? If you think you can get a starting wide receiver in the fourth, why would you go out and spend $14 million on OBJ? That's the next.
Yeah, that's a legitimate question.
Yeah.
I mean, it is. And that's the other way the Browns have to look at it. It's a buyer's market. You know, they could say, well, hold on, we're not going to give you a first for OBJ because we can get a guy that's younger and cheaper, and we can mold into our system instead of a guy who, you know, already is a brand. You know, I mean, so it just doesn't make sense for the Browns to trade him right now. I don't see it, at least. I mean, they already, like, who's the Browns' third receiver right now anyway?
Higgy, baby.
No, it's not. He's not. He's done. Yeah.
Bring him back.
He's not. They haven't re-signed him.
I know. Bring him back.
Well, I'm okay with that. I mean, I don't know what the heck happened last year. Yeah. That's one of the, like, 10 great mysteries of the Freddie Kitchens, John Dorsey era. What happened to Hollywood?
That is weird,
isn't it?
There
is no Hollywood. You'd be lucky to have Sepulveda Steve, right?
Right.
Hollywood Higgins. That was my LA joke for you.
That was pretty
cute.
Good.
What are your thoughts on the Browns going into next week too in this draft? I mean, do you feel like it's offensive lineman or bust, or do you feel like that something could find its way and you could end up with a guy like Isaiah Simmons?
Well, I think it's just a long way to travel to get Simmons to 10, because I think that if he slides into the 7-8 range, you're going to see some teams call up and try and move ahead of a team like the Browns. Now, if he's on the board, do I take him? Yes. And I think that if the Browns do that, they will have to trade back into the first round to get the tackle that they want, whether that's an Ezra Cleveland out of Boise State. I don't know. The kid out of Houston, Josh Jones. I don't know how much they like guys like that. But I think they will have to trade back into the first round. That's what I would guess.
We have no track record on Andrew Berry. And the moves he made in free agency, Chris, seemed really by the book and sensible. I'm so anxious to see what kind of a draft guy he is. You know, is he, hey, here we are at 10, we're drafting a player. Here we are in the second round, we're drafting a player. Or is he one of those guys who's going to move all over the board and has some big grand plan? Any hunches?
No. I mean, I've told you this when we were searching for a GM, that, you know, guys in Philly didn't, you know, I can only tell you what I was told.
Right.
Which is the guys in Philly didn't always trust his opinion. And the way he evaluated players was different than the way other people did. Now, it doesn't mean that he's wrong and that they're right. I'm just telling you that's the way they saw it. So I am hopeful that things work out well draft-wise. But I don't know how to phrase it, guys. I want to see him do well. I want to see him knock it out of the park, and I want him to be able to say at the end of the day, hey, screw all you guys that were detractors of mine, because that's what I want. That's what I want. I want him to be able to stand up on that podium one day and say, hey, you know, everybody else was wrong and I was right. So let's go for it.
Chris, let me throw one baseball question at you here, too. Where are you on the optimism meter of the season getting underway, when it might get underway, and just your general overall feelings on the game?
Well, I did tell you that I'd listen not as much to the politicians, but rather what I deem are the health experts. And this morning I woke up and saw that Dr. Fauci was kind of in line with what baseball was proposing, you know, not detail for detail with the Arizona thing, but, you know, he said that's the sort of measure we're going to have to take if we want to have any sort of sports anytime in the near future, which is, you know, frequent testing, probably, you know, hold up in their own little world, meaning hotel to stadium to hotel, that sort of, you know, where you're creating your own little biosphere. So he's come out and said that. So, you know, if one of the leading health experts on this is coming out and saying it, that's kind of what I'm listening to. And so that kind of piqued my interest a little bit today, more so than anything else, because the rest of it was just kind of throwing stuff against the wall and seeing if it works. Now, when a health official is kind of signing off on it and saying it's possible, then I start going, okay, well, maybe it is.
Yeah, I thought the same thing on that. Our baseball update brought to us by WOW, Internet, TV, and phone. The whole idea, too, Chris, clearly, guys, there would have to be an extended type of spring training now to get pitchers' arms back and get them rolling and everything else. So it's not going to be just a thing that, you know, hey, we're going to roll out the balls and play here even in 2 weeks. And that adds, a lot of time to it. You know, and as it plays now, man, you'd have to think if there's any chance of getting it back, we're looking at a really short season, wouldn't you think? Really?
Yeah,
short.
I mean, I don't know exactly. You know, they came out a couple of weeks ago, meaning that there was an agreement between the league and the players as far as saying we'll extend the season all the way through November if need be. And so, I don't know exactly how they would go about everything, but we can all do the math in our head. It's now the middle of April, and we will have lost 3 weeks of games. And so just kind of figure it out. You're not going to play doubleheaders every day if and when you come back. So,
all right. Hey, Chris, looking forward to talking to you again next week as we get a little bit closer to the draft and a little bit closer to baseball season, right? We have no choice.
Is Odell on the roster at this time next week when we talk?
Ladies and gentlemen, Chris Rose with a tease.
Yes. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so too.
I say yes.
If that deal's on the table, boys, he's still a Brown. He's still wearing whatever those new uniforms look like in about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
That's right. Chris, good tease. Thank you. Appreciate you.
All right, boys.
Thank you, Chris.
Talk to you later.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.